Now it's time for Power of Prophecy, continuing the legacy of Tex Mars, exposing evil, and promoting Jesus Christ as Savior. Here's your host, Jerry Barrett.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. I'm your host, Jerry Barrett. Honored to have you join me again this week. I have asked my buddy, the investigative reporter, Pat McShay, to come back on the program. Pat, welcome back.
It's great to be here, Gary.
I always enjoy our chats, and we should probably record our phone calls, too.
Yeah.
Because, man, we can cover a multitude of topics, and we usually do. And, well, that's why we pretty much coined the phrase information overload, because when we get wound up and talking about all the current events going on, it just, they write themselves. You don't even have to dig.
No kidding.
Oh, and the first thing that popped up at the beginning of our conversation was Joe Biden and classified documents. Can you believe this?
Not really. Well, I guess I can. Joe breaks every law on the books, and the big difference is Democrats rarely get charged with anything. Republicans always get charged. So this is a real bad look. It kind of makes me wonder if they're not signaling to Joe that he's not going to be running in 2 years again.
That could be. It's funny because you're right. The Democrats seem to get away with this, and controlled media won't even touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No. It's like, you know, back in the 90s, they proved the Clintons were giving the Chinese missile technology, and just nothing was ever done about it. They should have gone to prison, and just nothing was done about it. And, you know, this office that Hunter set up with Joe in, wasn't that in D.C. there?
I thought it was Delaware, but no telling.
The one that the Chinese poured $20 million into and gave Joe $1 million.
Yeah.
I mean, I just can't believe he's not in prison already.
You would have thought that when Peter Schweitzer came out with his book, Profiles in Corruption, and I'm going to tell y'all how to get a copy of this outstanding expose at the halftime break, but when he came out with that book, it was detailed.
And yes.
How did Biden, number one, get the nomination, as crooked as he was? Number two, why wasn't more made of this on mainstream news? I mean, I don't even remember. Fox barely touched on it, but they didn't really dig like Breitbart did, because they wanted the truth.
Right. Yeah, I've written a lot about the Bidens and actually used some of the research from Peter Schweitzer's book when I wrote my article, the Biden Crime Family. And it's just hard to believe that these people continue to get away with breaking very serious laws. I mean, there's plenty of evidence that not just Hunter, but Joe Biden and his brothers, Jim Biden especially, has been up to his eyeballs in strange, mysterious deals that the public's just not aware of. And his whole family has been enriched. Even his daughter was married to a doctor. I'm not sure she's still married to him. They were going through some problems there for a while, but they started a company, and Joe Biden immediately had them into the White House, had her husband in. And this is when had them meet with Barack Obama when he was president, and pushed this company, got them all kinds of funding. So he's enriched his entire family.
His sister. Exactly.
Yeah, his sister. Man, it's just unreal.
And nothing's ever been done about it. Well, it shouldn't shock you, Pat, because look at Nancy Pelosi, the daughter of the crime guy from Baltimore, who I guess he was mayor of Baltimore at one time. She learned from the best. But she's crooked as a...
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, have gone on record and said that her father wasn't just friends with local mobsters. They said that he was involved in the mobster's dirty deals. And so, and he rose, you know, to very prominent positions. And, you know, she's been around for too long. I can't believe she's still in there. We never got the truth about the break-in at her home in San Francisco. That whole thing's been hushed up. We'll never get the truth about that.
How funny is it that it was an illegal alien?
Right. Oh. And then it's come out that this guy has worked as a male prostitute.
Yes.
You know, that sure isn't in the paper.
No, they shuffled that. Well, didn't the New York Times fire or suspend a reporter that was working on that?
I think that reporter was a network. I think he was an NBC reporter.
Okay, it was NBC, wasn't it? It wasn't New York Times.
Yeah, or Slimes. Made the mistake. He made the mistake of telling the truth. he didn't realize that that's not allowed.
Right. That is so sad, but so funny. That's the truth.
Yeah. What a joke.
Oh my goodness. So Biden is he's been caught three separate occasions now, up to three, with classified documents in his personal possession. But Trump had said that he had declassified this information that he took to Mar-a-Lago. Now, before we get into the discussion on this, I'm going to say this straight up. Do you honestly think in your heart of hearts that Donald Trump would take the time to gather up so-called secure documents and load them himself onto a private plane or whatever and carry it to Mar-a-Lago and then offload it into his own library? Rich people don't do this. They pay people to do this.
Right. And not only that, but the FBI was down at Mar-a-Lago and they told Trump, you should put a padlock on this door. Even though they kept the door locked, he put a padlock on the door as well. But they also had armed security guards at Mar-a-Lago and they had Secret Service agents everywhere. Yep. So that's pretty secure.
I would think so.
Biden's got his in boxes in his garage.
Next to the Corvette.
Yeah.
Now you want to hear something funny that I just found out?
What?
Hunter Biden's driver's license lists the same address where the Corvette is housed.
Right. Yeah, they said Hunter Biden stayed there quite often.
So Hunter would have had access to these classified documents.
Yeah, Hunter and his Chinese pals, no doubt.
No doubt. And it's funny because the first breach of secure documents, they listed UK, Iran, and Ukraine.
Yeah.
And this was during his vice presidency. So this has been gone since what, 15, 16? At least?
Oh, yeah. And Biden is vice president. He could not declassify anything. So that means he took classified documents out of the White House, which is a crime. You know, even the president, when he's looking at classified documents, he has to look at them in a secure location. The president, unless he declassifies, he can't even take them out of the White House.
Exactly. And you think about Ukraine and Biden as vice president. Who benefited qui bono during Vice President Biden's reign in dealing with Ukraine?
Oh, exactly. And is he, no one's even mentioned, are these documents, what are they hiding?
Exactly. Is this Ukraine document talking about Biden withholding aid to Ukraine to get Hunter on Burisma's board and to get the prosecutor of Burisma fired?
Right, exactly. And did you see the other night during the little watched Golden Globe Awards, Sean Penn introduced Vladimir Zelensky, who came on there assuring Hollywood that World War III would not happen on his watch? Well, that's not what the Russians are saying. They're pretty upset with little Vladimir. And it's just kind of odd that he would go on the Golden Globes. He's been on all the award shows. And the Golden Globes, I think, they just had their worst, if not one of their worst audiences in the history of the show. So
yeah,
Zelensky, no one watches these shows anymore.
No.
Just a few years ago, 18 million people watched that Golden Globe Award. And this year there was 5 million.
These self-righteous, pompous virtue signalers.
Right.
Pumping up all the libtard causes that they want to support. It has turned proud American citizens off. They don't want to be preached to. They don't want this right. propaganda thrown at them. And that's all Zelensky is throwing out there. Because you and I both know that the aid that's going to Ukraine isn't going to the people. It's going to Zelensky and the other oligarchs that are controlling that country. They're laundering this money, and they're putting it in their own numbered accounts, whether it's in the Caymans or in Zurich, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, where all these big banks are, where they vault away millions and millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, and Zelensky just said the other day that no country has helped them enough. What have we given them? $120 billion?
And at the detriment of our own military prowess. We don't have as many bombs as we need if there was to become World War III. Now, military industrial complex is loving the tar out of this because there's going to be a billion orders for bombs and guns and tanks and
well, not only that, the scary thing is, too, is Obama and Biden were purging all of the patriotic officer corps, purging the officer corps of anybody that was a Trump supporter, Christians, patriots. And now, you know, they're teaching them about, you know, pronouns and the gay agenda and promoting the trans agenda in the military. You know, Trump stopped all of the surgeries for these trans soldiers, and Biden reinstated it as soon as he got in office.
And what, General Milley is a traitor to the Constitution, to this government, to his president, pulling the things that he pulled?
Well, he's even come out and said that he obstructed the orders he was given from Trump and didn't follow orders. I don't know how that guy hadn't been arrested, but that shows where we're at. That shows the leadership that we've got in this country right now.
Or the lack thereof.
Do you think this special counsel that Biden, rather the attorney general, is putting in charge of this document investigation, do you think they're going to come up with anything?
They will against Trump, but not against Biden. We said this at the outset.
Right.
They have.
It's really disgusting.
Oh, it very much so. You know, and you and I have talked about this in the past, and I've said it a million times on the show. How many of these politicians? So what, there is 435 House of Representatives and 100 senators. So out of 535 individuals, how many would you trust to babysit your children?
Oh man. Yeah, probably not many.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
You know, I could think Rand Paul, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Sure wouldn't be McCarthy.
No. It
wouldn't be Crenshaw either.
Did you see the new senator in Ohio? What's his name? Jay? I can't think of his name. He was just on Tucker Carlson's show, and Tucker said, okay, so you just got sworn in a week ago. How's everything going? He goes, we're already on a recess. Tucker said, what? He said, yeah, we're in recess for the rest of the month. He said, these guys don't do much here.
No.
That's just, when they set up the Senate, it was set up as a part-time position. And now it's a full-time job where these guys are, you know, all making close to $200,000 a year. And it's still a part-time position, apparently.
Well, now, you know, politicians' number one job, Pat, is to get reelected. So they have to go into recess so that the muckety mucks can go back home And they can claim they're doing all of this to benefit their citizens, their constituents, and then have $20,000 a plate dinners so that they can fill up their war chest to get reelected. Or they got private meetings so they can schmooze PACs and get some money from them.
Yeah, I read about a congressman that said he couldn't believe that, you know, he got to Congress and he was told that he was pretty much expected to spend most of his time fundraising and running for office in his next election. That those were his priorities. So, you know, these guys, we have to have term limits. I don't know that it'll ever happen because you know who has to vote on that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, where are we ever going to get term limits? It's just real doubtful.
This will never be put forth as an amendment because the citizenry will vote to implement term limits. They would vote, I guarantee you, they would vote to limit, to have line item veto.
Yes.
Because the pork spending that just passed and that omnibus bill that was, 4,000 pages long? Oh, and we had to put it on a private plane and fly it to Biden down in the Caribbean because he was on vacation again so he could sign it. 4,000 pages.
Over 4,000 pages.
And they didn't have time to read it or have their clerks read it. They didn't know what was all completely in it, but it was filled with pork.
Right. Well, if you remember when Trump first took office, he was pretty much forced to sign an omnibus bill right after he was sworn in because they had this package ready and he signed it, but it was the first $1 trillion plus bill. And I think they've all been trillion plus since then.
And all we do is keep adding to the growing debt. We could fix that tomorrow if we started printing treasury notes instead of Federal Reserve notes.
Right. But, you know, we are controlled by the central banks and now apparently Klaus Schwab and the UN. I'm afraid Biden is going to sign that pandemic treaty. If he signs that, you know, they're trying to get rid of our sovereignty. They don't want us to have rights as American citizens. And did you see in California, the governor out there, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Newsom, he is going to start allowing police officers that aren't American citizens to be hired. Did you see that?
No.
Yes. It's insane what's going on in California.
Oh, I touched on that last week in my secrets program about all of the bills that he signed into law. Now, one of them dealing with gun control has already been struck down by a court, and it's limited that one. But doctors cannot give good, sound medical advice unless it's approved by the government and the health organizations controlled by the government, or the doctors can lose their license. That's one of them.
Yeah, we had talked about Dr. McCullough, Peter McCullough, who has lost all of his credentials. And I read a list of the charges that they made against him, and literally all the charges he was right about. So and you don't have to be a doctor in just in California. They're going after doctors everywhere, too. So, but passing the law that they passed out there, doctors, you know, they always told people, if you're unsure about the vaccine, talk to your doctor, consult your physician. But now they're telling the physicians, if your patient consults you, you better not say anything negative or you'll lose your license to practice.
Exactly. So
we're in Twilight Zone territory.
For sure. So a doctor says masks don't work. That's grounds to get his license removed. If the doctor says, you know, we shouldn't have closed schools because it's been detrimental to the mental health and the learning process for our babies, they can lose their license. That's how stupid that law is. But, you know, and I said it last week, California claims that their laws lead the way. Where do they lead, Pat? Straight to hell?
Oh, well, did you see Moderna just came out with a new shot to battle the heart problems that their vaccine causes? You can't make this stuff up. And they are admitting now that everyone that takes the vaccine is heart damaged in some way.
Well, that brings me to the next thing I wanted to talk about. The number of teens in the past 2 weeks. Now, we can go back to the Monday night football game that I spoke of last week on Secrets, where DeMar Hamlin made a tackle. And it's a collision sport. And these are right. athletes in prime physical condition. And he made a tackle, and his heart stopped on the field. They had to do CPR on the field to bring this kid back to life. And then in the ambulance, I think they had to do it again. And he was in ICU for over a week.
They hit him with a defibrillator. They had to hit him with that several times because they couldn't get it going. They didn't get his heart going, they said, for almost 9 minutes. I don't know how that's true. That's what they said, because he's apparently, you know, his brain's okay. But, yeah, I don't – and you know that he was vaccinated. Everyone on Buffalo's team
mandated,
except the quarterback, they said, was vaccinated.
Well, the wide receiver, what, Cole Beasley or whatever his name was,
refused. Right, he wasn't on the team this year.
No, he wasn't. But he refused to take it when they mandated it. But,
right.
So that starts off this 2 week stretch. And then I saw that an Air Force Academy football player walking to class had a cardiac event and died. But he's not the only one, is he?
Oh my gosh, no. A 17-year-old boy dropped dead in class in Ohio. A 16-year-old girl dropped dead after a flag football game in Las Vegas. Just a few days later, another 16-year-old, a boy, dropped dead in the restroom at the school and could not be revived. He died. Just read where a 20-year-old Colorado University tennis player just died in his sleep at 20 years old. And you know these kids are vaccinated because most of these schools, high schools and colleges, have compulsory COVID vaccines. So you know that they're all vaccinated, but we're just not getting, you know, these articles aren't telling us that they're vaccinated. We're not hearing that, you know, they're going to do an autopsy and get to the bottom of it. But I think I told you before, Dr. Ryan Cole, who's a pathologist, said that Dr. Fauci warned them, the pathologist, sent letters out to not do autopsies in these cases, these suspicious cases. So they don't want the truth to come out.
No, and honestly, the first case where an athlete suffered a cardiac event, whether it was a stroke or a heart attack, they quit breathing, they collapsed on the field of play, there should have been immediately when they realized that this jab was causing myocarditis and pericarditis, they should have immediately subjected every one of these athletes to heart screenings, whether it's an MRI or something, to check to see if they had issues around the heart that would cause these deaths and incidents. But
yes,
but that costs too much money, so we're not going to do it. You know, I already pay this guy $6 million a year. He should be fine. He's an athlete. He's in great health.
Well, here's something else I saw that's pretty strange. I wrote in one of my articles about how many Jews are involved with these vaccines, from Bill Gates and Albert Bourla, the head of Pfizer, and, you know, the list is just endless. Do you know what COVID spelled backwards is Divock? Do you know what Divock means in Hebrew?
No.
Evil spirit.
Huh.
And have you heard or seen any of the videos of these people that or look up and spin around, and it's like they see something right before they drop dead.
Did you see the video of the Canadian reporter? She was doing an on-scene report, blah, 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 in the microphone.
Yeah, she looked like she was in her 20s, right?
I was a young child. And
yeah.
She started to, they asked her a question, and when she answered, she sounded like Joe Biden.
Yeah.
She's a lion, dog face, pony soldier, blah, blah. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time concentrating. And
yeah, they cut away from her quick, didn't they?
Just before she hit the ground, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of those people that have been on TV that have just dropped over. I've seen a bunch of people standing at microphones and then just dropping over. You know, it's happening all over the world. And they're still pushing these vaccines. That's what kills me.
Yeah.
Did you see the message from Joe and Jill Biden to get your vaccine? It's really disgusting. Most people don't know that Moderna is a Defense Department project. Back in 2013, DARPA awarded Moderna $25 million to research and develop potential mRNA vaccines. And what is DARPA, a Defense Department entity, doing involved in vaccines?
Biowarfare.
Right. These are bioweapons. And that's why they had to change the definition of a vaccine, because these COVID vaccines did not meet any of the requirements of a vaccine.
Not once, but thrice.
No.
Did they change the definition? And they're pushing, Biden's are pushing, you know, the thing you mentioned earlier where they're pushing the jab on everybody. You need to get the boosters and you need to do this. And no. And any doctor that comes out and says, you know, natural immunity, I mean, think about this, Pat. Before, flu doesn't have a 99.7% survivability rate compared to this Rona. And still,
right,
they come out with flu vaccines in the 70s that caused Guillain-Barré syndrome and a number of deaths. Well, there was, 50 incidents, and they pulled that flu jab from the market. How many hundreds of thousands of people have died because of this jab, and it's still being pumped? And then I saw today that Pfizer sent buku dollars to Mitch McConnell, the turtle man, Cocaine Mitch, just raked in millions of dollars from Pfizer. Why?
Yeah, what did they give? How much did they give him?
I didn't see it, a dollar amount. I saw the headline, and I got sick to my stomach, and I didn't take the chance to read it, because they're supporting Congress to keep these jackwagons in office at the expense of you and me.
Yeah.
And pretty soon they're going to have their way, whether it's climate lockdowns or forced immunization. You can't call it a vaccine and you can't call it immunization because it doesn't prevent anything, but they're going to force this jab on everybody or you're not going to be able to buy and sell.
Yeah. Speaking of forcing them, Bill Gates recently said they are going to start, he's vowing to put the vaccine in food products to force force unvaccinated people to be vaccinated. It's really sick what
and
they're doing.
That and giving the gene, the mRNA stuff to mosquitoes and let them fly around and inject everybody. It's crazy. Yeah. Pat, we have flown through 30 minutes, man.
You're kidding.
Oh, man. It goes fast when you and I get rolling. That's going to take care of the first half of our program, Information Overload, Volume 6 today, Volume 6. We're going to take a brief pause, and when we come back, we're going to dive right back in. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? We'll be right back. Hello, friends. Jerry Barrett back with you again. Want to tell you about an outstanding book written by Peter Schweitzer entitled Profiles in Corruption. In this book, Mr. Schweitzer offers a deep dive investigation into the private finances and secret deals of some of America's top political leaders. And as usual, he doesn't disappoint. He has never before reported revelations that will uncover corruption and abuse of power, all backed up by a mountain of corporate documents and legal filings from around the globe. Learn about how they're making sweetheart deals, generating side income, bending the law to their own benefits, using legislation to advance their own interests, and much more. Powerful book, Profiles in Corruption. This is a 368-page hardcover book. We're only asking $28 for this book. Please add $5 shipping and handling. That'll make your total $33 for Profiles in Corruption. You can order your copy of this outstanding work by phoning us toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-800-234-9673. Again, that's 1-800-234-9673. If you care to phone us on our regular line, that number is 512-263-9780. We're in the office Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Time. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. You can use those same charge cards at our secure shopping cart at powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. There's an ad for this book on the main page. Click on it, submit your information, your address, your charge card, shipping method. We'll get it coming to you. You can use those cards by faxing in an order. Our fax number is 512-263-9793. Make sure we have your name, your address, and the item that you want to order, and we'll get it processed for you. Now, if you want to send in a check, money order, or cash, please make your check or money order payable to Power of Prophecy, and you can mail it to us here at 4819 R.O. Drive, Suite 102, Spicewood, Texas, and our zip code is 78669. We look forward to hearing from you. We look forward to serving you. Okay, and now let's return to our regular program. My guest today is Pat McShay. Pat, welcome back.
Hey, Jerry, great to be here.
Now, before we get too deep on the rabbit hole that we seem to chase every time we chat, you have an account on Twitter, and if people want to follow you on Twitter, what is the address?
Yeah, it's my third address. It's at J underscore McShay, M-C-S-H-A-Y. Yeah, I'd love for people to follow me on there. I post a lot of great stuff that you're never going to see in the news.
And stuff that we may not get a chance to talk about on our information overload shows, but it is fascinating the amount of things that Pat locates. He's a source for me too. I'll go to his Twitter account at J underscore McShay, M-C-S-H-A-Y. So I will go to Pat's Twitter account just to see articles that I may have missed, because he's mining the gold field of knowledge that I am trying to. And sometimes I'll miss two or three things and he's got them there. And I always chuckle when I see him and I'm wondering, well, am I going to find him on here tomorrow?
You know, I read about 10 hours a day. I read when I'm watching TV, so I can't stop.
No, I've become a junkie. Between writing the articles for our monthly newsletter or coming up with topics to cover on the radio show, I am constantly mining the field of information to put stuff together for people. And before I forget, I want to urge everyone to tune in next week, because I'm going to talk about the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and a whole bunch of others. The World Economic Forum meets next week. So what, the week of the 16th through the 23rd or something like that in Davos, Switzerland. It's going to be the biggest World Economic Forum event ever. 52 heads of state, over 600 people from media and business and athletics. And I mean, they run the gamut. They're going to be in Davos, Switzerland. Now, before I get to Pothole Pete, do you know how many private jets are going to be in Switzerland next week?
Yeah, and I saw a pilot interviewed the other day, and he said that these attendees of the World Economic Forum event are looking for unvaccinated pilots. So they're scared to fly with these vaccinated pilots. So,
you know, everybody should be. Because how many times have we just happened across an article that talked about this American Airlines pilot had a cardiac event, so they had to have an emergency landing? Well, they'll claim it was something else because they don't want the passengers to freak out that the pilot died.
He died after takeoff on their ascent.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And they talk about a pilot shortage. But how many pilots have had to retire because of heart issues thanks to the jab? They were mandated. They had to take it.
I think that's been a big part of the problem with all these cancellations.
You know,
I don't think they want to tell us the truth about it.
No, they sure don't. And the sad thing is, you know, I know Mayor Pete, Pothole Pete, the Secretary of Treasury or Transportation, him and his husband went on vacation over to Europe around Christmas time. Biden took his family and they went down to the Caribbean. Pothole Pete went over to Europe with his husband. And
wasn't that one during the railroad strike?
All of this has seemed to come together at one time between the railroad strike and then all of the people that were trying to fly home after Christmas were stranded in airports for a week. And then, what, 2 days ago, every airline in the country was grounded by the FAA because of some issue. It seems to me that Pete Buttigieg is trying to kill America. He's killed the infrastructure because of racist highways, and he's killed supply chains with his inactivity. This guy's a joke.
You know, back during the supply chain problem when they had 75 giant container ships off the coast of Long Beach that couldn't bring their goods to shore, Pete Buttigieg was on a 2-month-long maternity leave.
Yeah.
Now, that's just incompetence. He'd only been in office at that time 3 or 4 months. He's already taken a 2-month maternity leave.
And he's a homosexual. How is that possible?
I can't believe it. It's hard to wrap your brain around some of this stuff, but we're seeing everything with the Biden administration, you know, with the Rachel Levine, former Richard Levine at the health and hospital. You got the nuclear guy, Britain, that dresses in women's clothes and steals luggage at airports.
former Biden administration.
They finally fired that guy. That was probably the toughest thing Joe's done.
For sure. Well, I know, speaking of Joe and the theater that is his residency, because I can't put the P in front of that. He's resident Biden. He just occupies the basement at 1600 Pennsylvania. But he finally made a trip to the border. Well, kinda. He did go to El Paso, but the mayor of El Paso, unbeknownst to most people because controlled media didn't put it out there, The mayor of El Paso was shipping busloads of illegal immigrants to New York, to Mayor Adams, until right. Adams finally said, look, we're hemorrhaging money. We can't afford any more. Please stop. And he agreed to. But he took I read somewhere it was a seven-figure deal that went into his campaign coffer, I think. Now, this is something I read, and I'm not reporting that this is completely true, but it's something I think I read. But Biden came to his fair city. I've been to El Paso many a time. My in-laws used to live there. And lo and behold, Joe had a pretty pristine visit, didn't he?
Boy, they cleaned that city up. They probably only cleaned up a few blocks. I doubt they cleaned up the whole city. They cleaned up the route that they were going to take Joe through, and the route that they took him on was filled with immigrants sleeping on the street, tents everywhere, trash everywhere, open drug use, open drinking in the streets. Crime rate was skyrocketing. They went through, cleaned up all the tents, cleaned up all the trash, arrested everybody that they couldn't get off the streets. And the before and after pictures looked like a different city. So they made it look nice for Joe. He's going to go back to Washington and say, nothing to see here. Those Republicans are lying about the immigration problem in El Paso. This guy's a nut.
You know, it's so sad to think that we can't be honest. I mean, Biden should have seen how scruffy it was. He should have seen how bad the people were existing. I won't say living, but existing in homeless shelters or camps or tents all over the place. That's the truth that he needed to see. But instead, we have to, as citizens of El Paso, we have to clean up this mess so we don't embarrass ourselves. You should be embarrassed first and foremost because this is happening. But there were quite a few. I saw some of the signs on this route that they are not happy with the amount of immigrants that Biden is allowing into this country. The death toll, the drug use, the sex exploitation that's going on.
Yeah, I read an article the other day about the number of people exiting these blue states for red states. These states like Florida, Texas, people are moving there in droves to get away from these blue states.
Yep. The U-Haul report came out, and the most transfers, one-way transfers of U-Hauls was destination Texas, number one, Florida, two, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia round out the top five.
Wow. And that's not surprising.
And
wow.
Most of them are California and New York.
Wow. Yeah.
And I don't understand why people in Chicago and Illinois in general haven't exited stage left from that dung heap that Pritzker and Beetlejuice are putting forth.
Yeah, you know, I've always said that those movies about the Purge movies where the crime just goes through the roof, and I think that's what's going to happen in Illinois. They released hundreds of violent criminals, not just drug dealers. They're releasing violent criminals, and they're no longer holding anyone for attempted murder, robbery, burglary, most crimes that they typically would put a high bail on. They're letting all these people out on their own recognizance.
Now, so I know it's called the Safety Act because of equity and inclusion. We got to take care of these poor minorities that, and I said minorities, it could be brown, it could be black, it could be Asian, it could be anything, right? So any minority has grown up with an inability, I guess, to detect right from wrong. That's basically what they're saying. And this is colorblind. But the over 100 district attorneys in the state of Illinois filed a lawsuit. And so the Safety Act has been halted by a judge for now. But that's what Pritzker signed, and he's still arguing with the Attorney General that this bill needs to become law.
Yes.
So thankfully, a lot of the mayhem hasn't been released from incarceration. But if Pritzker has his way, it will. And yeah. They think they're doing a great service, but they're not.
No, I just think this is all part of the plan for chaos, you know, order out of chaos, man. That's what the Satanist credo is.
Yep. They are working hard at it. Speaking of working hard, I came across an article talking about Biden's administration wanting to ban gas stoves. What's the deal on this?
Well, it's like a few years ago when they were banning wood-burning fireplaces in a bunch of states. And yeah, there are a lot of states now that don't even want to put wood-burning fireplaces in homes for people anymore. So this comes straight from the World Economic Forum, I'm sure. And to say that these cause any kind of, they're saying it causes brain problems and cognition problems. If that was true, then why in the hell haven't they taken fluoride out of our water? Because they know, and they've known for 50 years, that fluoride is damaging people's brains and cognition, especially in small children.
Yep. It's stupid to me. Talking about wood burning fireplaces, pot bellied stoves. I grew up, okay, I wasn't the only poor family, part of the only poor family in the neighborhood I grew up. We grew up out in the country, and there was a family, good friends of mine and my little brother Jeff, that was how they heated the house. They had a potbelly stove right there in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And it heated the house. Well, it heated. It didn't heat the whole house, but, you know, they're living in a single wide trailer.
Right.
And they got a great big old potbellied stove. They would chop wood all year, get it cured, and then that's what she would cook on, and she would heat the house.
Yeah.
With this potbelly. There's nothing wrong with it. The flue went out the side of the house, and it was toasty in that living room and kitchen.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. I grew up in that area.
Well, and these commercial stoves in restaurants are all gas. They can't cook on an electric stove. They've got to have the immediacy of gas, that immediate heat. You can't be running a large restaurant or any restaurant using a electric stove. It's insane. But the mayor or governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is saying that they're going to get rid of all the gas stoves in New York.
The thing that seems so asinine to me on this topic, Pat, is natural gas is clean burning. It is not.
Yes.
It's not causing greenhouse gas emissions. Why are they doing this? Well, let me think. They are pushing solar and wind power that cannot do the job, but they've been pushing it. They claim it's sustainable energy. No, it's not. If you get cloud cover, the solar panels don't work. And if you don't get a wind, the turbine generators aren't working and creating electricity.
Yeah.
So this is another way to control the masses. If you break it down to brass tacks.
Yes.
It's control.
Well, it's just less freedom. They're taking our freedoms every day. And anybody that doesn't see it that way needs to have their head examined, because they're too trusting in the government. Unfortunately, I mean, that's exactly what's going on.
As Candace Owens so succinctly put it, they're on the plantation.
Yes.
Once again, it's colorblind. The plantation. If you believe that this federal government has your best interest at heart. You are on the plantation.
Yeah, and along those same lines, California will prohibit the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035. 100% of new cars sold in that state will be fossil fuel emission-free. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's what they claim, Pat, but when they have to mine for hundreds of thousands of tons of minerals to make a battery or the parts for this car, those are
diesel. That's unsustainable. Yeah.
Those are diesel-powered vehicles.
Right.
When you plug in that car, if you're not using nuclear energy, you don't have enough power with wind and solar. They're using gas. They're using hydroelectric dams. And they're right. using coal. That is not fossil fuel free.
Right.
So
it's all show is what it is.
100% propaganda. It's garbage.
And yeah.
And speaking of buying into the government and being on the plantation, you mentioned the fact that a certain percentage of Generation Z, which is what, 18 to 25, whatever that age group is.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
They have animosity towards this country, don't they?
Yeah, I think it was 16%. Only 16% said that they were proud to be an American. I mean, are these people crazy? You know, I know that every young person is a liberal, and until they get a certain age, they start becoming more conservative, but that's just flat stupidity. People need to understand what's going on in some of these other countries. My God.
Exactly. Why don't we ship them to India? And let them hang out in a perfect Agenda 2030 slum. Because that's what the UN wants us to become and World Economic Forum. They want us to be in centralized zones, in hubs. It could be 20, 30 stories high, but you're all going to be cram-packed on top of each other.
Yeah, have you seen the structure they started building in Saudi Arabia that's going to be like 20 miles long and a mile high? It's going to be a structure that's going to hold tens of millions of people, and they're going to have grocery stores and pharmacies and restaurants and everything you need right there. You'll never have to leave.
I'm telling you, if I got stuck on the top floor or one of those top floors, I would own a parachute that was right. professionally packed. Because if something happens, I'm not going yeah. down in the building, and I'm not running down 5,000 flights of stairs.
Right.
There's no way on God's green earth that I would put up with that. So I want a parachute, so if I got to get out, my wife and I can just jump out a window, pull the cord, and float down to the earth. I'm not gonna live in something like that. You know, I live on 5 acres out in the middle of the country, and it is heaven on earth to me. It is beautiful. I get to see God's creation every day walking through my yard. I get to see the stars in the sky because I don't have light pollution like they do in the city.
Jerry, you've got too much land. They don't want you to have all that land.
Exactly. And you know,
you're a greedy American.
You bet. And I'm paying for this greediness every month, but
I wouldn't
live anywhere else. I don't want to be stacked and packed and racked and have drones come deliver my groceries or my meds. I don't want universal basic income checks to come into direct deposit in my digital bank account. No. I don't want to be subjected to social credit. And I don't want Klaus Schwab to be proven prophetic in the fact that you will own nothing and you will like it.
Oh, yeah.
I am an anti-Klaus Schwab guy.
You know, and that's what they're going to be talking about at this, World Economic Forum conference. They're going to be talking about this pandemic treaty that is number one on their list of goals. And if that passes, if Joe Biden signs it, that will be treason because it gives up our American sovereignty It gives up. They will force vaccinate you for everything, anything they want to. We'll have to do it.
You know, this all precludes what's written in the book of Revelation, where you're going to have the mark, whether it's an implant in your hand or your forehead, taking this jab. Yep. Bill Gates has talked about putting the jab in food so that people will get, and you know, we talked about that in the first half, mosquitoes being injected with this mRNA so that they can go around giving the jab to everybody. You know, that is coming down the pike. And
yes,
how many people are going to take this jab, this chip, this implant so that they can go and buy and sell at the store? That's a scary thought.
It really is. And, you know, what if there was talk a year or so ago about forcing Social Security recipients to get the jab or take away their income? Think about that for a minute, man.
Exactly. All kinds of control mechanisms are on the plate.
And the more people they have on the government dole, the more compliance. And that's all they're looking at.
Exactly. Well, everybody else is a useless eater, Pat.
I know. It's really sickening. When you hear Klaus Schwab talk, he really is a Bond villain. He's the perfect Bond villain. He's got the voice, and his message is just evil.
100%. And
anybody that doesn't know who Klaus Schwab is, look him up on YouTube.
Yes, exactly right. I've got a bunch of audio clips that I'm going to play next week with Schwab and Gates and others. And then there are some regular everyday people. Some of them are in government office that are talking and exposing how evil the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab are and the amount of control. But if you think back, I did a program on young global leaders, Pat. And there were a number of them that were shocking to me that have gone through the World Economic Program for young global leaders. Trudeau, Canada. Little Castro Macron, up in Canada.
Yep.
Dan Crenshaw, who last week during the House vote for a Speaker of the House called those who did not vote for McCarthy terrorists.
Right.
He is a young global leader. You know who else? Maria Bartiromo from Fox News. If you think Fox is not controlled news, Maria Bartiromo is a young global leader.
Well, Emmanuel Macron.
Macron.
From France.
Gates. Putin. Zelensky. Putin. All of these clowns are part and parcel of the World Economic Forum. And I just came across an article where they're talking about the number of Republicans, rhinos or not, that are going to be in Davos, Switzerland next week, and I'm going to expose every one of them.
Yeah,
we're not going to touch on this garbage. We're going to expose everything we can. And well, Pat, we've exposed a whole bunch of stuff in an hour, and I think we've done it justice, brother. I appreciate you coming on and being a part of Power of Prophecy.
Man, it's always good to be with you, Jerry, and I really appreciate it.
Man, I enjoy having our chats, and I'm looking forward to the next one. I know
I am too.
We'll be scouring the news looking for stuff to talk about, and it won't be hard. They write this stuff for us. That's going to take care of our program this week. I want to thank you, and I'm sure Pat does too, for tuning in and giving us an hour of your time. We greatly appreciate it. And as always, I pray you will tune in again next week at this same time. Tune in and discover the power of prophecy. We'll